each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
From Hollywood, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. This is Epic Man, along with Tommy Newsom and the NBC Orchestra, inviting you to join Johnny and his guest,
Kevin Matthews.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
No, here's Mike. Mike Stark here. And I am here with Kevin Matthews. Maybe I should have brought Johnny B in. He could have done the intro.
Now, who's Johnny B?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Some guy. How about Steve Dahl? Do you know
him? Yeah, I know Steve. I know Steve.
So for those of you who don't know who Kevin is, what, are you living under a rock? Or what, are you
no,
goofy?
Mike.
Yeah,
there's so many people that don't know who I am. I haven't been in Chicago in years.
Why not?
I've been gone. I've been busy. I've been here. I was here almost 30 years, but then went away. And now I'm back for a special night on Saturday. But there are a lot of folks that don't know who I am, Mike, and that's good. I say those folks have good guardian angels.
Well, we'll get into some of that later, but I think what you're doing now is truly amazing. That event that you're speaking of, let's let people know. Kevin is getting an award on Saturday night out at the Bolingbrook Country Club. And you've got the details.
I'm not getting the award, Mike. I'm here in Chicago to accept the award. I'm going to accept on behalf of Mary.
Mary,
the mother
of
Jesus.
I've heard of her.
Yes, she's a beautiful, great, beautiful woman, and I'm here to accept the award for her.
And how do you get tickets? There's still a bunch of tickets available for
Saturday
night?
Yeah, this is a really great night. I've had a chance to spend some time and get to know the Everest Academy. That's over towards Burr Ridge area. It's a Catholic school, great kids, great staff and teachers. And we've been doing a lot of Marian work over in at Everest Academy. And they are going to acknowledge the work that we are doing through BrokenMary.com, which, to cut to the chase, is to spread the gospel of the rosary. Mm-hmm. In Mary's Rosary, and I'm proud to do that.
And we're going to get into that in a minute, but it's Saturday, February 9th at 6 o'clock at the Bolingbrook Golf Club, 2001 Rodeo Drive. Now, I'd rather be in Beverly Hills, quite honestly.
Not me. I'd rather be here, to tell you the truth, than Rodeo Drive. But no, that is a great country club. It's a beautiful dinner. It's a fundraiser for the Academy, and... And I'm really proud to accept this award on behalf of Mary.
And you'll contact, if you would like to come.
Yeah. You can, folks, you can write this down, and I'll repeat this number. It's Saturday. And again, the dinner is going to be beautiful. It's a gorgeous country club. The staff and the attendants are really great people. It's 630-817-1507 to order tickets for Saturday. And tickets are $150 per person. And we want to raise a lot of money because this academy, the academy is just doing outstanding work. And what a great school that's. 630-817-1507 for Saturday night.
And ask for Sue. Sue will take your calls. And Kev, you're going to be doing some tricks and some, you know, eat some fire or swords or.
Maybe, you know, you never know.
See what's on the menu.
Anything to entertain the audience.
Indeed. Okay, let's get serious for a minute. Your life took a very abrupt change, and not that you were born again, because I know you very well, and I've read your book, Broken Mary, which we'll get into as well, but tell us about what happened in your life after you left Chicago, or as you were on your way out the door.
You
so
know,
to speak.
Mike, I've had a long time now. You're talking about a year. I left Chicago. I was here from 1986 through 2005. I was with Johnny Brandmeier and Steve Dahl, Gary Meyer, Howard Stern. We put the loop on the map, AM1000. We revolutionized the way people talk on the radio and how talk radio, you hear it now, and that was our evolution. And I'm proud of that heritage. And radio went through a huge change. It's imploded as the newspaper industry or television because of today's technology. Bill Gates, Apple, all this stuff. Just the way we communicate with one another, you know, we all change. I mean, the iPhone, everybody's got an iPhone or a smartphone or whatever. And the technology was changing. And what I ended up doing is I started my career in Michigan. I went to college. I was born in Michigan. I got married in Michigan. My son was born in Michigan. My wife Debbie and I raised Trev and in Michigan in the early 80s. And I had a chance to come over to Chicago and did very, very well. But I wanted to go back to where it all started, and I did so by choice in 2005. And that's when so much happened. You know, everybody, it's called providence, Mike. I always say there's no such thing as a coincidence. And it's really providence when God just, it's like when a person becomes a priest or a woman becomes a nun, or you decide I'm going to get married or I'm going to go into the military. It's this big shift that you take. But I believe before we were born, God knew exactly what he wanted us to do. And that certainly happened in 2008 when I was on the air and I couldn't move. And I thought I was having a stroke, and it wasn't a stroke. It was doctors thought it was a brain tumor, and where this mass was growing in my head, it wasn't operable. And so they said, basically, go home and get ready to die. And it turned out to be a very rare form of multiple sclerosis.
The good MS, you said.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, you got the good MS. Yeah, that's like, you know, yeah. And it really changed. There was a lot of things happened. In my life. And that's how I wrote this book, Broken Mary. It's what happened during this period of time. Basically, what really, really happened was I was in Grand Rapids. It was in November. It was 2011. And I was driving, and I heard this voice that said, get your wife some flowers. And I looked up, and there was a flower shop. Again, there's no such thing as a coincidence.
Have you been to this flower shop before?
No. And I turned in, and I got out of my truck, and I was walking towards the door. And I looked over, and I saw a dumpster. And I couldn't help. I caught my eye was there was a statue of the Virgin Mary lying on the ground. And I walked over towards her, and I looked, and the statue is broken in half. She's covered in mud and snow and garbage and weeds. And her eyes just looked at me, and I heard this stern voice just come through me that says, will you deny me? Will you deny my mother? And there was no way I was going to leave this statue here amongst this garbage. And I walked in. I asked the florist if I could buy her, and she said, no, it's not for sale. And again, I heard that voice, will you deny me? Will you deny my mother? And I just said a silent prayer, God help me. And I said, I opened my mouth and I said, I'll give money to the nuns that live out around here.
What nuns?
Well, I didn't know. It just kind of came out. And she goes, I recognize your voice. You're that guy on the radio. What happened to you? I listen to you all the time. And again, what had happened is I got fired from radio. And I said, yeah, I'm Kevin. Oh, I listen to you all the time. And I said, listen, could I please, I'll give money in your behalf if you let me take the statue of Mary. And she's in two pieces, her hand's missing. And again, I've got multiple sclerosis. It's not easy to walk. And it had just snowed, and I had to put, you know, part of Mary in the truck, and I went and got the other part. I took her home, and I called a priest, and I said, I found this statue of Mary, basically lying next to it. Well, they couldn't put her. She was too heavy. She's made out of concrete. They couldn't throw her in the dumpster, so they just left her there. And he came and blessed her, and we put her back together. The person that was going to, he wanted to repaint her, put new hands on her, and make her brand new. And I said, no, I want to keep her broken, because that's how I felt. I was definitely broken at the time. And I said, no, I want to keep her broken, and I want to call her Broken Mary. So the priest blessed her, and the moment he blessed her, miracles started to happen. And the book Broken Mary talks about the miracles now that have gone worldwide and the grace and power of Mary.
And you wrote this book how long ago?
Well, I didn't
tell
mean,
the story about
I,
that.
I didn't mean to write the story, but right. What had happened was, as soon as we had the statue blessed, that's literally when the miracles began. And I had Mary now in my house, and I got this urge to learn the rosary. And this is what happens. Mary, when she is with you, she's going to, first thing she's going to teach you is her rosary. It's her rosary. That's not man-made. She gave it to mankind in the 12th century.
The man cow?
To Dominic. You're killing me.
the comedy is coming up in the next segment, folks.
Yeah. No, so, you know, I mean, I'm just, it was amazing how Mary just, I wanted to learn how to recite the rosary. I did that for Lent. Then I decided, I had to Google, I didn't even know how to say the rosary. And I had to Google how to say the rosary, and there was this little Irish guy, scratchy recording of the rosary. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a broadcaster. I could record the rosary too. And so I told Father Mark, you know, I'm gonna record the rosary. Well, that took me a year and a half to do, and I'm still learning the history of the rosary. But I had no idea what the rosary, what that entailed. How many Hail Marys, what's the Our Father, and I got the mysteries, and it took me a year and a half to record this. And during that year and a half, all these other miracles are happening around Broken Mary. I had to write them down.
Such as?
Well, I told that florist when I went in and said, hey, I'll give money to the Franciscans, if you remember that. I had no idea that there were Franciscans that just vomited out of my mouth, and now... Yes, there are Franciscans, so I had to go out, and I took the statue, and I told the story, and I gave them money. And one of the nuns is a writing professor at Grand Valley University, and she was the producer of this book. And the book is an amazing story, and we got three of the biggest publishing companies to bid on it. I took the proceeds... And I took the Sister Lucia, that helped produce the book.
Who didn't want to do it in the first place.
No, she hated me because I worked with Howard Stern. And but she did. Her mother superior said, you might want to think about this. And she did help me with the book.
Everyone is forgiven.
And I took the money that we made from the publishing company. I took Father Mark and I took Sister and myself. And we went to Fatima, Portugal. And I know deep in my heart, Mary has all along wanted me to go to Portugal. So take a break, and I'll tell you how that happened. And that happened because of my wife and something 20 years ago before I even met her. So,
all right. Well, with that, we will be right back.
Every parent has a dream of giving their children a great education and great faith. St. Stanislaus Kostka School. a nationally acclaimed Catholic leadership school, has made the dream easier for you to achieve. Here, leadership principles and lessons are an integral part of your child's coursework and school culture. Your child will study foreign languages, such as Mandarin, conduct experiments in real science labs, attend Eucharistic adoration, and more. Don't worry about affording a private education. St. Stanislaus Kostka School offers full tuition scholarships for kindergarten through eighth grade. Send your child to St. Stanislaus Kostka School, located just minutes from downtown Chicago. Dreams can come true, but you need to call today, 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. 773-278-4560.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Father Loya invites you to see the new Tabor Life website. That's taborlife.org. When you land on the homepage, you can see how Tabor Life can help improve your marriage, your life, and how to see the beauty of God's created order in your personal life. On taborlife.org, you can book Father Loya to speak to your organization about the key elements of leadership, relationships, and sexuality, as well as speak on cultural, social, and political issues. As a renowned artist, Father Loya can speak about how art, liturgy, and prayer fit together. On taborlife.org, you can see the many ways of how you can communicate with us. And as you look to the lower right-hand corner of the page, click on the messenger icon for live chat. And finally, Tabor Life Institute is a 501(c) charitable organization that earnestly needs your support. Click on the support link at the top of the page and donate. After all, Tabor Life is powered by you.
There you go. Oh, that cut right off. Nice edit. I'm Kevin Matthews. Mike Stark is here, and
I am.
Where is the host that is normally here? The priest,
Father Anthony's on vacation.
Oh, he's on vacation. Yeah. You know where at? You know where?
Maybe he's in Fatima. I don't know where he is. Maybe okay. Nick knows, but nobody. That's information they don't disclose to me. I'm not. Not important.
I don't think.
I just come in here and fill in once in a while.
Okay.
When everybody else is. I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do. So we're going to get into your catalog of voices here in just a minute. But we were rudely cut off by the commercial talking about when you were just about to talk to how you ended up going to Fatima with your wife. And
I didn't go to Fatima with my wife.
She did.
I'm just saying that it's amazing. There's no such thing as a coincidence. My wife and I are going on 37 years of marriage. And when I was in Chicago doing radio back in 2001, I was working at ABC Radio in Chicago, and my wife went on a cruise over in Europe with her mother-in-law, or her mom and her sister-in-law, and they ended up in Fatima, Portugal, on Mother's Day. And Mother's Day, I had no idea what Fatima was about, but... as I told you, she brought this little brochure back of Our Lady's face, Mary's face, and it was a brochure of Fatima. And I just, this face of Mary is so beautiful on this pamphlet. And when I was diagnosed with MS and I started to go through treatment here in Chicago, I didn't have anything of religious value in the house. The only thing I had was this little pamphlet that my wife got. And so I would take it to the doctor's office or MRIs or spinals, all these treatments for years, and it was just really special to me. And as I'm writing the book, Broken Mary, years later, I look at this little pamphlet, and I look in the back, and it said it had an email address, and I decided, man, I've seen this pamphlet. I've had it now for over 5 years. And I decided I'm going to write. Hi, I'm Kevin Matthews. I just wrote a book, Broken Mary. maybe I can help promote Fatima. I hit send, and about 4 weeks later, I get a reply. And this woman and I start to correspond, and she invited me to Fatima and Father Mark and Sister Lucia, and it was the 100th anniversary, and we decided we're going to go. The proceeds of the book, I'll pay for everybody's airfare and whatnot. We went to Fatima, and that was a life-changing moment for me. It was Mary who is sending me to Fatima, and it's in the book what happened in Fatima, which today, as I speak, you know, Fatima happened 102 years ago in 1917, and the message of Fatima is more important today than it's ever been. That message didn't go away.
Why? Why is it so important right now?
Well, look at the world we live in. And the message, Fatima happened, Mary appears to three shepherd children, Francisco and his sister, Jacinta. She's 7, he's 8, and another young girl, 10-year-old Lucia. Mary appears to these three shepherd children in Portugal from May every month through October, and her message, Mary's message, was to give these three little kids such an important message. They didn't read, they didn't write, and the message was to repent, and the message was to recite the rosary, and the message was to really be all in when it comes to Christ and whatnot. And that message is so important today. I'm very proud of the book, and I am proud of this statue that has been traveling. People that are broken take Broken Mary, and they'll take her into hospice or hospitals. She's been in prisons. She's been all over, and we're all broken. And they can relate to the story, and you can go to brokenmary.com. I recite the rosary, and that has been downloaded, that app, brokenmary.com, going on 400,000 times. You know, that's a lot of downloads. That's a lot of rosaries. And I know that's what Mary wants me to do, is to promote her rosary, which I'm happy to do.
Well, as you know, I added it to my my app, which has millions of downloads, the Truth and Life audio Bible. So we've got one of the first things you'll see is Broken Mary, you praying the rosary. Let's talk for a minute about some of the miracles that have happened through Mary's intercession and then the Lord through Broken Mary.
I think the people, especially the people that have died with her, I mean, people that have gone, you know, the statue has gone into hospices, or this statue has gone into intensive care, or the statue has been around the most broken, and we're all broken. We are all broken, from the Pope to me to you to everybody listening. We're broken. And the rosaries that have been left and how they're displayed now is amazing. People with cancer that have come and really prayed and touched the statue of Broken Mary. It's not the statue, it's Mary. It's Mary. She is the most gracious, beautiful. She's our mother. You know, God is our father. Jesus is our brother. Mary's our mother. We're all family. And Mary is so gracious, and Mary is so needed in today's world. And that rosary is her hand. And when we hold it, we're holding Mary's hand, and we're holding the power of God.
Yeah, and you... you're a great ambassador for that, because I think a lot of people, when they hear Kevin Matthews, at least people that know who you are ready for, you know, and we will get to that, I promise everyone, Jimmy Shorts or Pee Wee Herman or Ronald Reagan or some of the voices you've done in the past on your show, which was immensely popular. You sold out, you know, the arenas here in Chicago. I mean, standing room only. You had a few golf tournaments, which we probably shouldn't.
I've had 10 golf outings, got kicked out of 10 courses in 10 years. I lived life, and, you know, it's, Mary is like any good mother. If a little kid or a child is messy, and, you know, I mean, think of your mom, and you're a little kid, she'd always clean you up, and that's what Mary did. Basically, God said, well, look, I've been called to a dumpster.
Uh-huh. Right.
God called me to a dumpster. I went to a dumpster, and I see Mary. And God says, will you deny me? Will you deny my mother? And no, I didn't. I got the statue. I brought it back home. But it's though God said, you know what? I'm going to leave you with my mom, and she's going to clean you up. And I have such a great relationship with Mary. She truly is my mother. She truly is somebody I absolutely adore. I made her heart bleed. I caused her to be sorrowful, and I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be here for Mary.
Well, I know a lot of priests, and I know a lot of people that love Mary. And I tell them, I don't know, and I know you quite well, I don't know anyone that loves Mary more than you do. And you really, you know, you walk the walk and
right.
as best you can.
You know, I'll tell you, when I went to Fatima, Portugal for the 100th anniversary, I had no idea 2 years before I went even how to say the rosary. I didn't even know what a rosary was.
I just learned it myself.
And I was asked by people in Fatima to recite the rosary where the apparitions took place. And I can remember looking up, and there's the Fatima statue, Mary looking down at me, and it's, oh, wow, Mary, look, we've come a long, long way. And the priest, Father Mark, he did two masses there. My nun sister, she helped with the with reciting the rosary. When I stepped foot in around the area, the apparitions, I can remember how sad I was. And Mary was very, very sad when she appeared to the three shepherd children 102 years ago. Because the message, so many people were, you know, just abusing her son again, crucifying her son again. And even Christ was looking, look at what you do to my mother. And there was this sadness. And I just pledged to Mary, I'll never cause you to be sad again as long as I live. I mean, I'm still a sinner. But at the same time, I totally love and honor Mary, because where there's Mary, there's her son, and where's Christ, there's God.
You made a comment to me at breakfast this morning. They want you to write another book. And if you're going to write that book, what would you call it and why?
Well, I've had people say, are you going to write another book? And I have journaled these miracles that have happened since Broken Mary, the book has been written. And people go, will you write another book? And I go, no. What would you call the book? And I said, the only thing that comes to mind is Heaven's Not That Crowded.
Why?
Well, I think people want to go to heaven, but are they really working at it? You know, I hear so many people, and I've been around people, they want to see miracles.
Right.
Right? Everybody wants to see a miracle.
Show me the miracle.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if Mary, if you are real, show me a miracle. Jesus, if you're real, show me a miracle. God, show me a miracle. Miracle, miracle, miracle. I think what we need to do is we have to show God, we have to show Christ, we have to show Mary a miracle. We have to perform a miracle. And so anybody that's listening right now, challenge you to you create the miracle. You say, hey, God, I want to show you a miracle. I'm going to help this person out today. Hey, Jesus, I'm going to show you a miracle. I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to give to this organization. I'm going to help. I'll go to prisons, or I'll go to convalescent homes. Hey, Mary, I'm going to show you a miracle. I'm not going to go to a strip club. Hey, Mary, I'm going to show you a miracle. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. And really hold me accountable. You can't have an addiction and at the same time daily recite the rosary. You're going to give up one or the other. And everybody wants to go to heaven, but you know saints get to heaven? That's how you get to heaven. You have to be a saint. Not a canonized saint like a Vatican person would, you know. It's sanctity. It's just being, one of the easiest ways is just to hang on to that rosary and recite it every day, because Mary pulls you in close. Mary gave us the rosary in the 12th century. She pulls you in close. Yep. And Mary is going to mold you to be just like her son.
Yep, and if you think about it, a lot of the apostles weren't the most steadfast people. And Paul...
Well, you said something really great. You said...
Paul was a jerk.
All the apostles, you know, have stories, or they have a past. Sinners have a future.
Right.
And
Saints have a past, Sinners have a future, and Paul was the worst of them all, and he's one of the biggest ones in the
And I'm not. I'm saying I'm not an angel by any means.
You're better than you are.
But at the same time, what happens again, that's how come if people want a miracle in your life, devote yourself to the rosary. Well, I don't know how to say it. Well, I've designed an app where I narrate it. All you have to do is open it up. You can be on the Stevenson, the Dan Ryan, and in 20 minutes you can be with Mother. And you can take that rosary and you dedicate yourself to that rosary. All these doors will open up for you.
But traffic's still not going to get any quicker.
But
at least you'll pass the time off.
You'd be surprised. There's an extra lane all of a sudden in the express lane. Hey, wait, this was never here before. You'd be surprised.
With that, folks, we'll be right back after this break.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststandschurch.org. That's ststandschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Every parent has a dream of giving their children a great education and great faith. St. Stanislaus Kostka School, a nationally acclaimed Catholic leadership school, has made the dream easier for you to achieve. Here, leadership principles and lessons are an integral part of your child's coursework and school culture. Your child will study foreign languages, such as Mandarin, conduct experiments in real science labs, attend Eucharistic adoration, and more. Don't worry about affording a private education. St. Stanislaus Kostka School offers full tuition scholarships for kindergarten through eighth grade. Send your child to St. Stanislaus Kostka School, located just minutes from downtown Chicago. Dreams can come true, but you need to call today, 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560.
Mike, are you having a flashback to the 80s? Are you?
Yeah.
Do you even remember? Of course, this all Miami Vice.
Yes.
But who's the artist that?
Jan Hammer.
Yeah.
Don't trivia me, man.
Okay.
Don't even go there.
Yeah.
I'm the trivia master.
That song, so big. That song was so big.
The show was, too.
What Don Johnson? Yeah, he's around, but the other dude, what's that?
Philip happened? Michael Thomas?
Yeah, is he? What's he doing now?
I don't know. Maybe doing time. You said
no,
you've
I don't
been,
think
you said
he,
you've been to prison. I don't know if you. Yes, is it wrong?
I don't know what he's doing now.
I don't know.
Probably, maybe he's in Branson, Missouri,
with Jim Stafford singing Spiders and Snakes. Yeah, you know he's getting the royalties. I'm
now,
sure
who are you again, and who am I, and who are you filling in for?
I'm Kevin.
See,
Matthews.
I've got to tell all you guys that are in doing radio now, you got to return to the basics. Who are you, and what is this?
I'm Mike Stark, and I live in a van down by the river.
Well, I know, but people, again, that's what drives me. That's how come radio has just ruined itself. Not so much this station because of the format is greatly needed.
I'm driving it into the gutter right now.
No, you're not. But yes. Or you take, like, if you were listening to the Chicago Bears, that is great content. That's specific.
Yeah.
But radio is like, man, people really got to start.
Pick it up.
Come on, folks. Pick it up.
Well, let's talk about some of the voices now. This is about to get a little more fun, a little bit what people were expecting.
Are you saying the last half wasn't fun, Mike?
It was fun.
Well, it's not. It's I'm not saying it wasn't fun. Mike, we had a great time. Okay, I'm really proud of the fact that AM 1000, Jimmy DeCastro, Larry Wirt, two executives, of Greg Salk, these folks were innovative. And, you know, they put me and Bran Meyer and Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer on the AM 1000, which was a powerhouse, 50,000 watt.
On the AM, in the AM.
Well, it was a powerhouse. I mean, those AM stations, when they first went on the air, the first five or ten were just big stations.
Right.
For civil defense, basically. But at the same time, you know, everybody was listening to the FM, and we started all over at the Loop FM, and it is so sad that that station has gone away.
Yes.
They moved us from the FM because that's what everybody was listening to, and when they moved us over to the AM, and then suddenly we're in the Midwest, and what we did there was, I'm very, very proud of it. We reinvented the way talk radio was heard. And people would come in from all over the country, land at O'Hare, check into a hotel room, and they'd listen to Bran Meyer in the morning, write down his entire show, listen to me middays, write down my entire show, listen to Steve and Gary, write down everything they did. Eventually, Howard Stern comes in, and then just everybody would take that formula, and it spread all over the United States and North America. And
yeah, it's like cancer.
Well, it was... It just originated here, and that's how come when people listen to the Loop, it was from morning. You didn't turn it off.
Right.
It went all night and then back at it again. And
I'm really proud of it.
At the same time, too, the audience was so great. I love Chicago because when the audience was listening to us, we did everything with the audience. We grew up together. We partied together. We had kids together. We graduated from college. Or we went to trade school, we're becoming a plumber or whatnot. We all grew up. And at the same time, so did the athletes. The Michael Jordans, the Walter Paytons, all the athletes, the new hockey players coming in, the old hockey players, Keith Magnuson, everybody listened to the Loop. The mayor listened to the Loop, Oprah listened to the Loop, Phil Donahue listened, everybody listened. All the news people, we all were in it together. And that's what made Chicago so explosive. And to this day, the best city for culture, for sports, for food. The best human beings live right here in Chicago and the surrounding area.
And you have always made it very clear to me that you have that attitude. It is family to you. Everybody's all family.
I hated it. I never got above the audience.
Right.
The minute I get above the audience, throw me out, get rid of me. The audience was more important than me. And we did everything together. I mean, look at what Johnny Brandmeier did at Alpine Valley or Poplar Creek before they tore that down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he set an attendance record. The best sign, I had people yelling Freebird. The Freebird, that seed originated here in Chicago. And one of the signs I wish I could have gotten from Poplar Creek is there was a sign that was bolted to the concrete, no yelling free bird. And I wanted to take that, but they bulldozed it and threw it away. So sad.
That's a shame.
So sad. But, I mean, you know, we had a great time. We really did. And this city is still rocking.
It is. Now, people want to hear the voices. Let's talk a little bit about the history of... Like, you and I have talked about this many times. I mean, we've done the pigskin picks with Jimmy Shorts. You got Ron Reagan in the closet.
A lot of these voices were culturally happening. Again, you got to, you know, I was talking to you. I just saw a video on, somebody threw it on Facebook, of Michael Jordan from 1988 doing a slam dunk competition at the old stadium.
Right.
And I said to you, how many years ago? Is that 31?
88?
1988, here it is.
31 years ago.
Where did that time
That's
go?
That's a lifetime.
It really, really, really is.
For our kids.
But culturally, you know, you just played Jan Hammer in Miami Vice.
82,
I mean,
maybe,
you go
83.
Back and the voices, the personalities on the radio, Ronald Reagan was the president of the United States.
What does he sound like?
And I was able to do him. Hello. And that's actually, you know, I used to do, when I first started doing radio here in Chicago, I was doing a lot of Ron Reagan for Steve Dahl. Mm-hmm. You know, and he would play it. And what I loved about it, Steve Dahl has the greatest laugh. Because once Steve starts laughing, he can't stop. And usually he'll wet himself. And I've actually had that happen to Steve. That was my goal, was if I could do it and make that happen to Steve, I had a really good day. And that happened a couple of times.
Steve, would you like some Depend?
Huh? Come on, Steve. What? And just Steve, that laugh. And
You say, Ron? What would you say to make him wet himself?
But at the same time, you know, culturally, we'd have so many guests coming in, from Bill Murray to anybody. Tommy Chong would come in all
I
the time.
I love your bit with Tommy Chong where you're doing the weed.
I would do Ron Reagan with Tommy Chong. We didn't write anything down. We just did improv.
Right.
And so Tommy would come in, and I would do Ron Reagan or whatever voice was happening at that time.
You did that, and then he's like, you know, your wife's costing me a lot of money. The weed's costing a lot more these days because of the Just Say No.
Well, you remember in 19, you know, those topics were very taboo back then.
Mm-hmm. You didn't care.
No, I didn't care. Not at all, but at least we talked about it. Some of the things that we were talking about were, you know, they were groundbreaking. They really, really were groundbreaking.
Now, what about Jimmy Shorts? Where did Jimmy come from?
Jim Shorts, when I first started doing radio over in Michigan, I needed to do voices to save myself from getting fired. So if I came up with a character, the general manager once said, "Hey, what's that guy? Who's that doing sports?" And I'd say, "Jim." Well, he'd tell him to knock it off. We're getting a lot of complaints. I'd say, "Yeah, okay, no problem." And so the general manager didn't know that I was doing some of these voices until the day I left that station, because I was going to go and leave and just move on, go to a bigger city. And I gave away his office furniture. And now when you give away anything on the radio, you have to give it away because it's a contest. And the FCC will take your station license away. So I said, you know, if you're the 10th caller, you're going to win Mr. Shepard's office furniture. And they literally had to give it away, literally, piece by piece. They had to, because otherwise the FCC would have taken the station license away.
That's so a great trick.
So, yeah, so a lot of these characters were smoke screens so they wouldn't get to me and fire me.
So did Jimmy Shorts give away the office furniture?
Did he what?
Did Jimmy give away the office furniture? Or who?
Yeah, he just said, you know, be the 10th caller and you can win John Shepard, the evil man's office furniture. And people called, and then all of a sudden his secretary is, what's going on? Why, you know, and somebody won it, and somebody had to be given his old, it was just dated, big, heavy, walnut.
From the 70s.
Desk.
Yeah.
Very Don Draper-like, old ad, smoky, smelly office furniture.
So you're doing him a favor, basically. All right.
You know what? I used to drive him crazy, but when I got older and realized what a great guy he was, what a great business guy he was.
Did you feel bad that he was sleeping on the floor?
No, he didn't sleep on the floor. He was very wealthy and earned everything. And I mean, he earned everything, he worked for it all. But I'm just saying, he taught me a lot about business.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. That was hard.
Not that hard.
Every parent has a dream of giving their children a great education and great faith. St. Stanislaus Kostka School, a nationally acclaimed Catholic leadership school, has made the dream easier for you to achieve. Here, leadership principles and lessons are an integral part of your child's coursework and school culture. Your child will study foreign languages, such as Mandarin, conduct experiments in real science labs, attend Eucharistic adoration, and more. Don't worry about affording a private education. St. Stanislaus Kostka School offers full tuition scholarships for kindergarten through eighth grade. Send your child to St. Stanislaus Kostka School, located just minutes from downtown Chicago. Dreams can come true, but you need to call today, 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. 773-278-4560.
The Winds of Change.
The Winds of Change. On AM 750, WNDZ. And on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Floors as low.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
You've got your radio turned on to Winds of Change, where you can hear about your faith and hear about today's culture through the lens of Christ's teachings with Father Anthony Bush and others. Monday through Friday at noon on AM 750. Keep Winds of Change on by going to ststandschurch.org and click on the radio tab to donate. And Winds of Change offers thanks for your donation.
Talk. Yeah, there you go, Mike.
Yeah.
So you're playing Bob Seger because I live over in Michigan now.
Yes. Is it wrong?
Okay. Did you see him? You know, so many people are on their never gonna, this is it tour. I'm gonna go and die tour. Elton John, Bob Seger, The Who, Fleetwood Mac.
I saw Tommy at Ravinia last summer.
Yeah.
Roger Daltrey.
And they're coming back, and they're doing with an orchestra and whatnot.
We want a lot more money than we got back in the 70s and 80s tour. I think that's what
it's called. You know, a lot of them, you know, like Donald Fagen and from Steely Dan and those folks, that's the only income that they have coming in right now, and you have to tour. That's how you make money these days, because there are no record labels like they
were. There are wheelchair ramps on these stages nowadays.
Whatever. I mean, they did a good job.
Keith Richards still alive.
Says something, you know. It's hey, Keith is he's actually amazing when you think about it. Now, your name is Mike Stark, and you're filling in for who?
I'm filling in for Father Anthony
Bush. Okay, and who am I?
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's a lot of folks driving around going, I don't know who
this
is.
Why am I listening to this show? But, yeah, you're Kevin Matthews, and you've written the book Broken Mary, and you've got a statue of Broken Mary, and you used to be on the radio, and I think you used to be a little famous around here. You used to have a pretty good audience. I'm hoping some of them are listening, and they're probably listening to me saying, you know, how much longer am I going to listen to this guy babble? So why don't you?
Well, you're almost off the air. You've got about 10 minutes left.
Is it wrong?
And, I cannot help but think, you and I followed football. We do it every season. And Jim Shorts, this voice of sports, he would do this year Pigskin Picks, who the Bears played for. And I was so disinterested in this year's Super Bowl. The Saints, it should have been those two teams, the Chicago Bears, should have gone to the Super Bowl.
They should have.
But I predicted with Jim Shorts
that Jimmy?
The kicker.
Let's get him in here.
I predicted that the kicker, third game in, he can't kick. They get rid of Robbie. He can't kick. Third game in, I said, you know what? That kicker's going to cost this team this year a playoff game. And it happened.
We did a podcast.
And I'm telling you right now, I know that there's some Bears, the office coaches are listening. You better get rid of him because he's going to do it again next year.
Well, how about the fact that he went on the Today Show?
You notice how he did. He didn't take the whole team.
Well, right, he took them all down with him, though.
Right there, they should have changed the locks. I'll tell you, that day he kicked it and it went left, They should have just kept him out. Security should have ran him out of Soldier Field. That's how they should have done that.
How about the game against Detroit? Four uprights.
Well, whatever. Four. There you go. But I'm telling you, better get rid of him because he's going to cost you again. And the Saints got robbed.
They did.
They got robbed.
And that Super Bowl was very unimaginative. I mean, it was good defense. But the Bears, I think the Bears probably could have. The Bears would have beat the Patriots that day, the way they played.
They would have, you bet.
And you know
bet.
What they did to the Rams.
Who cares? I'm done. How many more days? Who do you like? Are you a Cub fan or a Sox fan?
I'm a Cub fan, but I do root for the Sox.
Why? Oh, okay. But you're a Cub fan.
I'm a Chicago fan. I grew up on the north side.
Don't say that you like both the same, because that's you're telling a lie. And you can't be telling a lie on a Catholic station.
Well, there's confession for that.
No, I
Jimmy.
Know, but I'm either you're a Cub fan or a White Sox. I hate it when people go, oh, I like both teams.
Okay. So
you can't.
Is that
don't
a bus?
Say.
Are you driving a bus right now?
I'm no, I'm not, Rammer, but right? I'm just saying. Either you're a Sox fan or you're a Cub fan.
Well, I was at the games in 05, and I rooted for him. I'm friends with Ozzie.
With who?
Oh. My girlfriend. White Sox.
What are you
White
talking
Sox, World
about?
Series. I'm talking about the
I'm
World Series.
I'm out of here. I'm done.
No, the Cubs, both teams are going to be
gonna
very
gonna
good
Are they going to win very good, but who's
Cubs.
They're going to win. The Cubs are going to win the World Series.
This year, I think so.
You do.
I do.
You do.
I do.
All right.
And then the Sox are going to get good, and I think we'll have a repeat of 06 when they played each other in the World Series in 1906 when the White Sox beat the Cubs in the World Series.
Are the Blackhawks going to make the playoffs?
They've been playing pretty good lately.
I know, but that's not what I asked
All
you.
Right.
Are they going to make the playoffs? They're, what, 3 points behind?
Two
or
now, right?
Two?
Or one?
I think they're three.
I turned the game on the other night. They were down 2-1 in the third period to Edmonton.
But
five
are they going to go?
Yeah, I think they will.
You think they will?
I think they will.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I think they're in.
Okay, White Sox, are they going to make the playoffs?
Not this year, next year.
Bulls, done with them?
Done with them.
Yeah.
I've been done with
that.
Them for a while.
Okay.
That 23 once he left.
All right. Why don't you go back to your show, too? Okay?
My show?
Your name is what again?
I'm Mike Stark.
Okay. I'm gone. I'm turning my mic off.
All right, Jim, we'll see you. Thanks,
otherwise, pay me.
Thanks for. Oh, okay.
Okay,
well,
that ain't going to happen.
No, it ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. Well, we'll have to talk to Kev about that. You have a good day.
Hey, Mike, I'd like to...
Boy, Jimmy was rough today, Kev.
Yeah, well, he's like that. Of course he's like that. Saturday night, coming up Saturday night, my book, Broken Mary, the statue is here of Broken Mary, and I'm accepting this award on behalf of Mary, and I'm very proud of it. The Everest Academy over in the Burr Ridge area, they're doing a fundraiser, and we've got about 50 tickets left.
Right.
And tickets are $150, okay? They got to raise some money, and this academy...
But it's a write-off.
Is really... It is, and it's going to be a beautiful night, great food. It's at the Bowling Brook Country Club.
Yep.
And more importantly, it raises money for Everest Academy and what they are doing with kids and religion and the Catholic faith is unbelievable. They've embraced Broken Mary, and Mary's embraced them. So I'm getting this award on behalf of Mary, and I want to thank them for doing this. They're doing some great work.
Are you getting verklempt?
No, I'm just they're
Thought
doing some.
Thought maybe you were
some,
getting a little verklempt there.
They're doing great work, so
okay,
that's why
talk
I'm here.
Amongst yourselves. Well, there's another event that you and I are going to be doing tonight from 6 to 9 for St. Juliana.
Yeah, and
that's
it's
at the Firewater?
Father James Wallace. They do as a fundraiser, and I'm going to be a guest bartender at a Firewater Saloon that's in Edison Park. And that's
Northwest,
from
6 Chicago.
Until 9. I'm going to be there from 6 until 7 bartending.
Yes.
But the proceeds will help go to St. Juliana. And I had a chance to speak at that church last year. And Father James Wallace is doing just a great job with that church. It's packed. And
what's the address over there, Kev?
And that is tonight. It's a Firewater Saloon, 6 until 9, at 6689 North
Oliphant?
Oliphant.
Oliphant?
Yeah, and I am
elephant?
Butchering. Well, it's not elephant.
Oliphant. O-L-I-P-H-A-N-T? Oliphant?
Yeah. It's up in Edison Park. It's
yeah,
Firewater Saloon, 6 until 9. I'll be there bartending from 6 until 7. And again, that money goes to St. Juliana, and what they're doing is
and
great.
And we're going to hang out. We'll hang out for a while, just because we're not pouring drinks.
No.
We'll be out and out
and
about.
And for those, you did a really nice documentary. You're the producer of a great documentary on Cardinal George, And when is that? The public is able to see that many, many times, but when is the next showing of that documentary?
Actually, thanks for the plug there, buddy. I'll be at St. Paschal's, which is Cardinal George's church.
Wow, okay.
Where he was, you know, ordained in the church, because that's what his order did.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be at St. Paschal's Church on Saturday, February 23rd.
And it's a beautiful documentary.
Oh, I mean, it's
you
a beautiful
did a
church.
Really beautiful, yeah.
And you're in it.
But that's a really great documentary.
You had some very good things to say. But St. Paschal's at 7 o'clock on February 23rd, I'll be showing the documentary A Glorious Lives, the story of Cardinal George's life. It's about an 80-minute film. I interview all kinds of people, from Jay Levine and you to his sister and Cardinal Dolan and some of the
really
people
nice.
That knew him best. So it's a great opportunity for people to get to know him personally. Those that just saw him on TV when a church was on fire, or a school was closing, or there was some sort of catastrophe that he had to deal with, people didn't really get to know the man, the warmth and the love that he had for people. And his real passion was the Archdiocese of Chicago and the people here, just like yours is. And that's why it's great to have you back, because
thank you.
We've got a few more minutes to chat, and you can tell people how much you love them. But I mean, I'm glad you're here.
A lot of folks, they want to know how to get my book. It's Broken Mary, A Journey of Hope. You can get it. If you are a church, you can get it through Dynamic Catholic at a great rate. And you can also reach me to come speak at your church. Broken Mary is available at Amazon.com as well, also on Kindle. And then for you folks, I highly recommend you can go to BrokenMary.com. BrokenMary.com, you can download that app for free, and I narrate the rosary every day. You can also get Broken Mary on iTunes, your iPhone. If you want to go to the Apple App Store, you can get that for free. And that's been downloaded all over the world. That's what I'm most proud of, is to promote Mary's rosary. The rosary. That's old school. I mean, that is Mary herself.
That's old Italian old school.
Yeah, but there's so many people that are so into artisan and, you know, beer crafting and leather and iron. And
yes.
I say, you can't get any more artisan than the rosary.
Can I get a little Raymond Burr from you there before we
go? Yes, that hurts my throat. He was a creepy guy anyways.
Wow.
So, yeah,
I want to say something about your book.
Okay.
The people out there, it's really a story about you growing up.
Yeah.
It's really your life story.
Yep.
And it's not, you look at anything, is that a religious book? No, it's really Kevin Matthews' life story.
Yeah.
And how you grew up in Michigan.
And how this statue, how God called me to a dumpster.
Right.
A dumpster. And I'm proud that he did. I'm glad he did.
Yeah, but it's a wonderful book. It's a quick read. It's a very entertaining read, because you've got your story of being in radio here in Chicago and starting out over in Michigan. And
yep.
You went to the same high school as Madonna, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to junior high together. She then went to the more expensive area of Rochester, and I was the part of town nobody talked about.
Right. And we still have a minute or so. One question I think everyone would want to know is, of all the entertainers that you've interviewed over the years, who was the most enjoyable? I know you mentioned something to me about Joe Walsh.
You know, I like Joe. The guy that I always loved talking with was Chris Elliott, the comic.
Uh-huh.
Chris kills me.
Well, his dad was a celebrity.
Well, he should be the new James Bond, or he should just be the action guy, Chris Elliott. As old as he is, he could do the Black Panther to James... everybody, any
really?
Action
Chris
figure.
Elliott.
Chris Elliott is, yeah, he's doing great.
I thought you were going to do a little Joe Walsh. All right, well, this is not the Eagles we're listening to. It's somebody playing.
No, it is the Eagles. It's the new one.
Oh.
It's called We've Slowed Down. It's called the Bald Eagles, because they're so old.
And we need more money.
Yeah, well, they don't need. No, they have plenty of money to burn.
They do, yes.
Yeah. Well, Mike Stark, thank you, and everybody, God bless.
Kevin Matthews, thank you, and... it was just, this was a fun show. That's good. Can I get a, that's good. We'll see.
No, Jim says no.
No, Jimmy wants his money. All right. Adios, folks. God bless you.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deep for truth or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? Such meaningless thought, the shell appears. is strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now.